Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scribner again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and praise you for the Word of God. I thank you, Lord, for giving us this owner's manual. And as we read and study this book today, Lord, I ask you to give us knowledge and wisdom and understanding from the mighty Word of the living God. Now, Father, as the Word goes out today, bless it as we talk about prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, first of all, what you need to know, as we've been talking about how to walk in the anointing of God and get your prayers answered, here's one of the things that Jesus talks about in Luke chapter 18, starting with verse 1. He told a disciple a story to illustrate their need for constant prayer. Now, isn't that amazing? We have a need for constant prayer. You know, to pray without ceasing, Paul told us, all through the book. But how many people do you know that even come close to that? Very few people. Like myself, I used to go through the day and never pray at all. Now then, I just go through the day praying just all the time. Not constantly, but I try to. I mean, I can be sitting there talking to somebody and still communicating with God. I'm thinking about Him, talking to Him. It's amazing what you can do in the spirit world. But Jesus told His disciples a story about the need for constant prayer and to show them that they must keep praying until the answer comes. Now, some people say, you know, if I prayed once, I'm not going to pray again because that would be praying in faith, in a lack of faith the second time. Well, that may be true, but you don't have to ask over and over. You start saying the right thing over and over. But just like in verse 2 here, Jesus gives us an example about a judge. He said this very godless man, I'll just kind of paraphrase this for you, but he said there was a very godless judge who had great contempt for everyone. He said a widow of that city came to him frequently to appeal for justice against a man who had wronged her. It says the judge ignored her for a while, but eventually she got on his nerves. He said, this man said, I fear neither God nor man, but he said to himself, This woman, she wears me out. She bothers me. I'm going to see that she gets justice, for she absolutely is wearing me out with her constant coming. Now, Jesus said, he told his men in Luke 18:6, he said, now, if even an evil judge can be worn down like that, don't you think that God will surely give justice to his people who plead with him day and night? He says, yes. He will answer them quickly or speedily. But the question is, when I, the Messiah, return, how many will I find who have faith and are praying? Well, let me tell you, if you're like I was a few years ago, if you had came a few years ago, I would have fit right into this category. I didn't have enough faith. I didn't pray very much. I prayed in church. I mean, if they asked me to pray. A lot of times I didn't want them, years ago, I didn't want nobody to ask me to pray. I thought, oh my goodness, what am I going to say? Well, I can't believe they might ask me to pray. But let me tell you, I now realize the importance of talking to God. It's just talking to the King, just like you was talking to your dad here on earth, praising Him, telling Him the good things He's done, talking to Him about the things you need, and all the wonderful things He's done for you. Praise Him and worship Him. Just talk to the King. Let me tell you, if the Lord Jesus Christ Himself gave us this story, this parable, about how this unjust judge, because he gave this woman the justice she demanded because she wore him out with her coming, the Lord really said, He said, if even an evil judge can be worn down like that, don't you think that God will surely give justice to His people who plead with Him day and night? You mean you got to pray and thank and worship the King day and night? Well, if you want your answer, there's what you got to do. Praise Him and worship Him and thank Him for your answer day and night. Sometimes you'll get it right off the bat. Sometimes it takes fighting the enemy there, the devil. He's out there to take away from you everything he can. So remember, in Matthew 11:12, Jesus told us, He said, since the coming of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven... Where is the kingdom of heaven since the coming of John the Baptist? It's in the believers. It's in us, Christ in us, the hope of glory. That happened right after John the Baptist came. When Jesus came, when He started the church, then it's now the mystery, Paul said in Colossians 1:27. This is a mystery that was hidden before the foundations of the world, that Christ in you, the hope of glory. So when you get a hold of that, that Christ is in you, and he's on your side, or you're on his side, and you're fighting against the devil that has absolutely no power against you until you give it to him. And the way you give power to the devil is sin. When you step into sin, you open a door to the devil. The Word of God says in Proverbs 19:23, Psalms 91, all 16 verses, and 1 John 5:18, that if you and I will walk in the secret place of the Most High, we'll walk in obedience to the Word, we'll walk in the fear of God, we'll walk without sin, the devil, the evil one, cannot touch you, and the Lord will keep you free from that beast. So think about it like this. The devil is the spiritual police force on the earth that has legal right to torment you or pick you up, if you want to call it that, when you sin. Out there in the world, if you don't go out there and break the rules of the land, the police officers are there. They will not harm you. They can't touch you. But when you sin, or when you break the laws, let's put it like that, you go speeding down the road at the speed limit, there's no police officer going to stop you. But you start driving 20, 30, 40 miles an hour over the speed limit, you're going to get stopped sooner or later. So when you do, don't fuss. You broke the law. So that's what those men are out there for, to keep us straight. Well, that's what the devil and his demons are here for, to a degree, too. Yes, they will attack you, and the Lord will allow them to attack you. Because just like Satan, he came to Jesus, and he said, I want to request permission to sift Peter like wheat. And the Lord says, okay, you can do it. In fact, he told Peter, said, the devil, Satan, has requested to sift you like wheat, but I prayed for you that your faith fail not. So, if he requests permission to sift Peter, he's going to request permission to sift you. And if you're doing something for Jesus, he's really going to request permission to sift you like wheat. So get ready. The Lord is putting you through the test. That's why he said, consider all these various trials and tests pure joy. Because what they're doing is building your faith, which is more precious to me than gold, even though the gold be refined by fire. So whenever you go through another trial and test, just jump up and down and say, praise God. Thank you, Lord, that I'm going through another trial and another test. I know you're doing something mighty in me, and I'm not going to fail this test. I'm not going to walk around that mountain one time, much less 40 years. I'm going to praise you and thank you. I'm going through this test, and I'm going to come out on the other side. Well, let me tell you, you're only going to do this when you learn how to stay in constant prayer. And that's what the Lord told us to do. After you've learned how to fast, he said, pray. And even after you stop fasting, if you fast a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever you fast, all the way up to nearly 6 weeks, 40 days, if you go to 40 full days of fasting, don't do it without a lot of praying and studying the Word, because it will not do you any good. But it may make you lose a few pounds of weight, but as soon as you start eating, they'll come right back up to where you were if you continue to eat like you did before. So if you'll eat right, exercise right, you can keep your body at a wonderful level wherever you want it. It is totally up to you to eat right and exercise right and to be disciplined to keep your body where you want it to be. Don't let your body continue to control you and overeat. Spend time with God in prayer. I mean, spend time with the Lord in fasting and prayer. Fast and pray every once in a while. Get to where you fast maybe a day, every week or something like that. Kind of prepare your body for this and tell it you're going to do it. And during that time you're fasting, pray. Spend time with God. I mean, maybe make it every Sunday. Fast and pray. Go to church. Serve the Lord. Worship Him. Don't tell people you're fasting. Don't look gloomy. Praise the Lord. Look, you know, nice and praise and worship the King. Don't go around with a gloomy face and, oh, I'm so hungry I can't stand it. Because if you do, it's not going to do you any good to fast and pray. God don't like grumbling and complaining. He likes people that walk in obedience to His Word. So worship Him and praise Him. But this is one of the ways you have to get in this, to fast and pray, to get in God's anointing, to get Him to answer your prayer and to see great and mighty things happen. But let me tell you, it's worth all it takes. Praise the King. Now let's go to another verse. Now let's go from where we were here in Luke to Mark 1:35, and let's see some of the examples that Jesus used. In Mark 1:35, Jesus said, in the writing of Mark, it says, "The next morning, Jesus was up long before daybreak and went out alone into the wilderness to pray." Now, think about this. In the morning, he was up long before daybreak. I wonder what long is. 5 minutes? 30 minutes? 2 hours? 3 hours? Who knows? Long before daybreak. So if daybreak was at 6 o'clock in the morning, maybe he was out there at 3 or 4. Who knows? I know a many a morning of my life, I have awakened at 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and lay there and worshipped and praised and talked to the King till sometimes 5 and 6 o'clock in the morning. Then get up and go to work. But if you use the examples that Jesus did, he was up long before daybreak, and he went out alone into the wilderness to pray. Now then, if Jesus goes out there to pray, and he got to see the mighty things he got to see, if you and I do the same things, if we fast and pray, what are we going to get to see him do? He says the same things. Praise the Lord. Let's go one more place here. I want to show you over here in Luke 6, verse 12. And actually, I'm going to start at verse 11. It says, At this, the enemies of Jesus were wild with rage and began to plot his murder. Wow. When somebody begins to plot your murder, I think it's time to pray. Well, that's what these enemies of Jesus were doing, because can you imagine a man that all he done was good things for people? Done good things, and here the enemy, which it's the devil in these people, and that devil is still in people today. If you start doing wonderful things for Jesus, he's going to do the same thing to you. He's going to try to figure a way or a plot to murder or to get rid of you, because he comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. Well, look what Jesus did when all this happened. Verse 12, it says, "One day soon afterwards, Jesus went out into the mountains to pray, and he prayed all night. And at daybreak, he called together his followers and chose 12 of them to be the inner circle of the disciples." Isn't that amazing? Before he was getting ready to make a major decision, of course, this was a very major decision, he went out into the mountains to pray, and he prayed, how long does Scripture say? All night. When's the last time that you got on your face before God and prayed all night? If you've never done that, you might be amazed at what you would see the King do if you would do that. If you would start humbling yourself before God, fast and pray, and then even if you're not fasting, in this case, Jesus wasn't fasting. He just went out and prayed all night. Try it sometimes. You'll see what the Lord will do for you. Praise the King. Give us a call. We'll send you free audio video teachings on these things, DVDs, CDs, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can get to us on the web. You can read about many things. You can listen to these teachings over again on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. Praise the King.